Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Ancoffs, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Anderson of the American Free Press is going to join us for 2 hours this morning. He will be on with me after the first commercial break. There are all kinds of things, of course, that we have to discuss this morning. One of the things we'll be chatting about is something that Mark Anderson has written about in the most current American Free Press, and that deals with the whole issue of real ID. What is going on with this business of real ID, and why is the state of Pennsylvania potentially a real line of defense in trying to keep this business of a national identity card from coming to pass? That's just one of the things that we'll cover with Mark this morning for approximately 2 hours, from 7 o'clock this morning Central Time to 9 o'clock in the morning Central Time. The current American Free Press, by the way, is a particularly outstanding issue. Mark Anderson's article on the free ID is listed there. Michael Collins Piper has a very, very important piece entitled Free Speech and the Anti-Defamation League. And then, of course, Mark Glenn has a most chilling commentary on the neoconservatives who surround Rudolph Giuliani. Pat Buchanan, in this regard, has a very, very important post that's been out there for a couple of days now at antiwar.com, and it's entitled, Is a Vote for Rudy a Vote for War? Philip Giraldi has an important essay entitled Joe Lieberman's War. And Justin Raimondo at antiwar.com also brings us the latest on the IPAC espionage scandal entitled IPAC Espionage and Legal Sabotage. These are three very, very important essays because when we look at these together in tandem with one another, we see quite clearly what in fact is going on here. In regard to the whole situation with Rudolph Giuliani, in the way in which Pat Robertson has endorsed him, Pat Buchanan says that Rudolph Giuliani has made a promise, quote-unquote, not to allow Iran to acquire a nuclear capability, even if it requires U.S. military action. Though a U.S. Army is scrimping to meet recruitment goals, says Buchanan, Rudy has pledged to add at least 10 new combat brigades. Speaking to an Atlantic Bridge conference in London, Giuliani called for NATO expansion to include Japan, India, Australia, Singapore, and Israel. Has Rudy thought this through, asked Pat Buchanan. Why would Japan and Australia, each of which already has a U.S. commitment to come to its defense, commit to go to war with a nuclear-armed Russia if it invaded Estonia? For joining NATO would require them to treat an attack on Estonia or any other NATO nation in Europe as an attack upon themselves. Why should the United States commit to war for India, which has territorial conflicts and has fought wars with China and Pakistan? What vital interest is it of ours who holds Kashmir? As for Israel, are American boys now to fight Hezbollah and Hamas? While FDR talked to Stalin, says Pat Buchanan, and Ike and JFK to Khrushchev and Nixon to Mao, Rudy would not talk to any, quote, enemies bent on our destruction or those who cannot deliver on their agreements, unquote. Would he be even-handed in the Israeli-Palestinian dispute? Answers Rudy, quote, America shouldn't even be even-handed in dealing with an elected democracy and a group of terrorists. If Rudy rivals McCain as the hawk's hawk in the Republican race, says Buchanan, the foreign policy advisors he has signed up make the Vulcans of Bush look like Howard Zinn and Ramsey Clark. Arnold Dvorchkov titled his column about them, The Dogs of War. Team leader is Charles Hill, a co-signer of the September 20th, 2001 neocon ultimatum to Bush 9 days after 9/11, warning the president if he did not attack Iraq, that his failure to do so, quote, will constitute an early and perhaps decisive surrender to the war on international terrorism, unquote. Yet Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. A second member of Rudy's team is Martin Kramer, an Israeli-American who, according to Ken Silverstein of Harper's, quote, spent 25 years at Tel Aviv University and whose Middle East policy can best be summarized as what's best for Israel. This is Mark Ancoffs, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. Mark's going to be with us for the entire 2 hours of the show this morning. And again, the current American Free Press has a number of very fine articles in it. Michael Collins Piper's essay entitled Free Speech in the Anti-Defamation League in the November 12th edition, page 14, is something that's well worth your time in terms of understanding the total context in which the No More Wars for Israel conference was being held 3 or 4 weeks ago in Los Angeles. Mark Glenn has a very, very important essay in the same edition of that newspaper talking about the dangerous people that are around Rudolph Giuliani. That's something, of course, that Pat Buchanan also talks about this morning at antiwar.com. And then our own Mark Anderson here has a very important essay on this whole business of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is seen, according to Mark Anderson, as a keystone state in the effort to sink a national ID scheme. Mark, how are you, sir?
Mighty fine. I've had my coffee, so no one gets hurt.
Hey, great. Well, I struggle with the same thing in the morning, so I really identify, and I know my technician does as well. As far as this whole business of the national ID scheme is concerned, Mark, what is the importance of this, and why is Pennsylvania seen as such a key effort in opposing this thing?
Well, Aaron Bollinger, who spoke with me at length, and I also participated for a while in a national conference call, explained that in Pennsylvania, it's an eastern state, it's there's a, you know, it's highly populous, there's a lot of wealth there, and it's influential in terms of whatever it does legislatively to have an effect on neighboring states. So he believes, and he seemed to have, make a pretty good case for that, that Pennsylvania, should it defeat the national ID at the state level, would kind of have a domino effect to at least stall, if not defeat, this federal legislation, the Real ID Act, that would, for the first time in America's history, create a national identification system, which, of course, is viewed by anybody with any knowledge of history as one of the key planks in any kind of tyrannical state that you might want to put together. You know, a Real ID would join something like checkpoints or, you know, any other things that are traditionally associated with living in a oppressive regime where people are closely watched and monitored in their movements, in their purchases, and things of this nature. And, you know, it's just anti-American to entertain the idea of Americans being, you know, that transparent and not having any privacy and being so easy to track and things like that. So,
yes, and I guess from reading your article in the American Free Press last night, you've got, what, at least four states. I'm looking at this: Maine, New Hampshire, Montana, and South Carolina.
Right.
Have already passed actual laws against Real ID. So presumably, if Pennsylvania were to come down against this, given the demographic significance of the state, this might indicate that the larger effort will be in total trouble at that point.
Yeah, I think there's probably a threshold whereby the act is going to have a lot of trouble getting any traction. Of course, it's another one of those gifts that we got from the 9/11 Commission, along with the Department of Homeland Security itself, which is, you know, roughly the modern equivalent of a KGB, or at least one in the making. And so, you know, we have 9/11 and all the questions that surround that, and then they say, well, based on everything we've researched in our little a blue ribbon panel report, which to me doesn't have a whole lot of credibility, and they say, based on that report, we need a Department of Homeland Security, and ergo, we need the Patriot Act, and therefore, we need a Real ID Act. And, you know, when people were still reeling from 9/11, and, you know, the country was still in a state of sort of semi-chaos, they're ramming all this stuff down our throats, you know, including the Department of Homeland Security itself, before we even have time to think about what we're doing. And I think what's happening is now Americans are, the smoke has cleared, if you will, and Americans have had an opportunity to analyze these things a little more, and they're not liking what they're seeing. And, of course, Ron Paul's campaign is giving a lot of visibility to these issues because he's speaking to a number of them. He's, of course, an opponent of Real ID, and he's elevating the visibility of these arguments and bringing them more into the mainstream and bringing more people on board.
Well, talking about this 9/11 Commission just for a minute, and also the whole question of the Homeland Security Department, these most recent media revelations about this guy Bernard Kerik, the former New York City Police Commissioner under Giuliani, who was at one juncture going to be considered as the first Homeland Security chief before these criminal allegations came out against him. As far as Bernard Kerik is concerned, or Sarek or Kerik, however his name is pronounced, do you think that this is the beginning of a wider opening into a deeper media look into the personal and criminal affairs of Rudolph Giuliani? I was struck by the fact that Paul Craig Roberts, quite some time ago, both in the American Free Press and in antiwar.com, had an essay entitled The Criminal Career of Rudolph Giuliani, making very serious allegations that if one was to go into Giuliani's history as a federal prosecutor and some of the things that he did as mayor, that this guy has, meaning Giuliani, has skirted the law more than once. Do you think that this Bernard Kerik relationship is just the tip of the iceberg where Giuliani is concerned?
It could be. I will say at the onset that I'm not real well versed on Giuliani's background. I'm aware of some parts of it. But yeah, I think you have a valid premise there. I know that Giuliani was reported to have used when he was a prosecutor, used his position sort of for personal advancement, and the truth be damned. That's my understanding. Certainly, even aside from all that, his bizarre behavior, this cross-dressing thing, and his posing as some sort of conservative when he has views that are, I believe, pro-abortion and things of that nature. He's just not being true to his word. And now I understand that he got support from Pat Robertson, and I don't know what Robertson's thinking. If that's
well,
true.
I was talking with Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party, about this yesterday. Of course, in her particular position, she has all kinds of connections with the so-called Christian right, both in the Constitution Party as well as with her own past as a radio broadcaster and a Christian radio station up in Portland. Mm-hmm. And both of us, I think, me in particular, read this Robertson endorsement of Giuliani in a twofold way. One, Pat Robertson is owned by the Israeli lobby. Rudolf Giuliani is clearly owned by the Israeli lobby, and I think that that comes forth very strongly in reading Mark Lynn's latest essay for the American Free Press. The other thing that Mary was emphasizing in my interview with her yesterday, and I think it's abundantly clear that this is the case, and that is that with a guy like Pat Robertson, he and some of these other guys in the so-called Christian right who are in this dalliance with Giuliani simply want to preserve their access to power. The ideological bankruptcy of all of this, of course, is most apparent. But it's a situation, I think, where looking at Pat Robertson, he wants to be an insider. He wants to continue in his role as an insider. And if this means having an alliance with a totally corrupt Republican president, he's willing to do that. And I think whether you're looking at Bush or you're looking at Giuliani, that these guys like Pat Robertson, who have been touting these guys for a number of years, are simply doing it because they don't want to be peripheralized and marginalized in terms of having access to the upper echelons of the Republican Party.
Yeah, that very well could be. That would at least explain why someone like him would endorse someone like Rudy, whose views are obviously not Christian in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I thought it was really interesting this morning as I was doing some research in some different areas before I came on the air. CNN at CNN.com this morning has a very interesting essay by a black evangelical who's based in Chicago. I think his name is Roland Martin. And he was most critical of this whole issue of Pat Robertson endorsing Rudolph Giuliani for many of the same reasons that I would be. I thought that one of the fascinating things about what appeared under Roland Martin's name at CNN this morning is that he did not mention the Israeli connection. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very much to the point that it's one thing to criticize Robertson in regard to his obviously transparent attempt to maintain access to the corridors of power. That seemed to be largely the thrust of the Martin essay this morning at CNN. The whole question of the Israelis and the obvious control of the Israeli lobby when it comes to the Giuliani candidacy is something that went unmentioned in this essay, which again is, I think, most instructive in regard to why people need to be reading the American Free Press, because it's abundantly clear to me that whether you're looking at Mark Anderson or Mark Lynn or Michael Collins Piper, that you guys cover those angles on these stories, and this is not the kind of thing that you're going to see at CNN or Time or Newsweek for real obvious reasons.
Yeah, the American Free Press could be best summed up as free inquiry. In other words, we just don't put artificial frameworks around the news. We just report the news unfiltered. And not every writer agrees with every other writer. We have sort of a nice sort of panorama of views in this paper, not off the deep end kind of views, but just a wider frame of reference that you just don't get with the dominant media. And people are free to believe or not believe or read or not read it, but it's there. At least there's a source of unfiltered news with American Free Press, and that's what's important.
Mark, you've been at this long enough in terms of being an investigative journalist and doing it for a publication like AFP that you're very much someone whose insight I look toward when it comes to analyzing the issues of the day. When we come back, I want to ask you what you think the three or four most important stories are that are out there right now. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press, which you can order at 1-888-699-NEWS.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Anderson of the American Free Press is our guest for the next hour and a half or so. You can order the American Free Press at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. That will give you Mark Anderson, Michael Collins Piper, Mark Glenn, Paul Craig Roberts, Charlie Reese, Willis Carto. The list just goes on and on. And, of course, the AFP has a brand new editor there, not simply James Tucker, I guess, who is presently serving as senior editor, but Pat Shannon is also on board now with the American Free Press on a full-time basis. And you can find Pat Shannon both online as well as in the printed pages of the American Free Press. He's going to be well worth your time in terms of the stories that he covers as well. Before we get into the leading news stories of the day with Mark Anderson in terms of what he would pick as the top three or four issues of the moment, we have a caller from Tennessee. John, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Mike. Mark, let me get off my headset here. Bear with me, please. please.
Sure.
All right, I'm here. I'm trying to drive a truck, and I'm not a real good multitasker. Are you there?
Good. Yes, we're here, John. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry to take up so much time. Listen, I ran something by Michael Collins Piper Wednesday night. I was wanting to get both of your opinions on this. Is it not entirely possible that Pat Robertson and Rudolph Giuliani are guided and led by the same people? And I'll tell you what, from the very beginning, I believed that it was going to be Giuliani and Barack Obama in the final deal, both of whom are guided by the CFR, I believe. And I'd like to know if it's possible that Robertson was told, listen, Pat, you're going to support Rudy, whether you like it or not, or when push comes to shove and the investigations start, you're going to be number one on the list.
Mark Anderson, go ahead. You can go first, Mark, and then I'll jump in.
Well, you know, it's hard to tangibly nail that down and say, yes, for sure, here's a document that proves it. But if American history, particularly 20th century history, is any instruction, I think that these sorts of intrigues happen quite frequently. I think he mentioned the Council on Foreign Relations. Did he not?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and you know, which is a very, you know, influential and not always obviously influential organization, but, you know, to those in the know, it they do have a way of getting those on board that they want on board to continue this this globalist agenda domestically and internationally. And, you know, what he says is entirely plausible, but I don't know from my own investigations and whatnot that it's, you know, demonstrably true. I don't know. But it certainly would fit the mold of the way influence works in this country.
Yeah, I would second Mark Anderson on that, John. I don't have the proof in terms of a smoking gun that Pat Robertson received direct instructions from the powers that be to endorse Giuliani, but it would not surprise me, and I think like Mark Anderson this morning, I think when you look at the pattern in which these things work in regard to the influence of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, the influence of the central banking community, and the influence of the Israeli lobby, in regard to the way that these things play out in American politics, that we're looking at these spheres of influence is the larger backdrop with which we can certainly understand why Pat Robertson did what he did. That would be my take on the thing. And certainly when you look at a guy like Robertson, I want to underscore this morning for all the Christians listening to the show that the Pat Robertson endorsement of Rudolph Giuliani, I think, brings the institutional Christian religious right to an absolutely new low in terms of credibility. I mean, no one with an ounce of credibility or honesty can possibly accept the fact that a Christian evangelist who claims to believe the things that Pat Robertson claims to believe can be endorsing a man who is the absolute antithesis of those views. And again, we get back to a couple of fundamental questions with Pat Robertson. One is that he quite clearly wants to maintain his inside the Beltway access in the same way that Ralph Reed did over 10 years ago when he endorsed Bob Dole, despite the fact that Bob Dole was another walking repudiation of constitutionalism and that Bob Dole was a globalist and Bob Dole was a repudiation of what the Christian right believes on these social issues. So when you look at people like Reed and Robertson and James Dobson and John Hagee and the late Jerry Falwell, it becomes abundantly clear that their own political and economic interest is clearly served by this sort of thing. And again, I basically perceive all of these folks as well-paid front men for the real powers that be that control the country and run the country, not the least of which is the great irony that Rudolph Giuliani, among many other things, is a globalist. We're not simply talking about his views on moral issues. The guy is an advocate of world government, and one of the leading lights of the Christian right is in bed with this kind of globalism. It's very suggestive of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and the fact that God will send them a great and strong delusion that they might believe a lie. We'll
Can
be back.
Hang
on, John. We'll get back to you when we come back from the break. Absolutely.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energyswap.goambit.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Ambit Energy provides the same reliable service as your current provider and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more? What more could you ask for? How about a free gift? Try Ambit Energy Service and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website at www.energyswap.goambit.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Back to Mark Antos America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Mark Anderson of the American Free Press, which you can pick up a copy of at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. You get Mark Anderson, Mark Glenn, Michael Collins Piper, Paul Craig Roberts, Charlie Reese, Willis Carto, the entire crew, including Pat Shannon is now with the American Free Press. You can't find this kind of journalism anywhere else, folks, in my judgment, which is why we need to support these fine folks, not simply with subscriptions and gift subscriptions, but also buying the books through AFP. My good friend Matthias Chang of Malaysia has a number of offerings there which are well worth your time, as does Mike Piper and Mark Glenn and others. And the AFP folks could use your financial gifts as well. Speaking of that, before we get back to our caller, if you would like to support an organization that I think is abundantly worthwhile, the Foundation to Defend the Free Amendment, FDFA, based in Washington, D.C., is such an organization. They are advertising in the current American Free Press, And these fine folks helped a number of us who were involved in the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California recently. The Foundation to Defend the First Amendment is a 501c3 organization that, in the best sense of the word, is the Patriots' counterpoint to both the American Civil Liberties Union and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. You need to contact these folks if you're looking for a place to invest some money, if you're looking for a place to support some people that are truly trying to defend the First Amendment of this country. The foundation is a good place to do that. And again, that's the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment. You can contact them at 202-547-5585. That's 202-547-5585. And James Tucker, of course, who also cross-references to the American Free Press, is currently heading up this foundation to defend the First Amendment. Support those fine folks with donations, large and small. John, you still there?
I am here. Thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. One of the things that I wanted to point out, Mark, is for you and I, you know, as Christians, I look at what Pat Robertson has done, and I've got to ask myself, and I hope the world, the Christians in the United States in particular, are looking at Pat Robertson and asking, who is Pat Robertson really serving? When you have someone that for years on television has presented himself as a fundamentalist Christian, as a conservative Christian, and then to come out and support Giuliani, who is a liberal in every sense of the term, and for some reason, the media, and you and I know the reason, but they're presenting him as a conservative Republican. Now, with Robertson supporting him, you've got to ask yourself, who is he serving? Which side of the fence is he on? He's clearly not serving, the God that I am, because he would tell us, you know, that he either wants us to be hot or cold and not on the fence. Pat Robertson is not—he's not straddling. He's on both sides simultaneously, and you can—I don't believe a person can do that.
Speaking of being lukewarm, maybe Robertson ought to start a ministry entitled the Laodicean Church, right? I mean, here.
Well, and I agree.
But yeah.
When you can have someone that's running for president, and I don't know if you ever did go and read Giuliani's essay at Foreign Affairs. It was amazing.
I certainly did, as a matter of fact. I read
the
essay.
Like 29 times he mentions a global system or a international system. He is a globalist in the strongest sense of the terms. He is a one-worlder. He is a globalist. And for Robertson to come out and support him, I'm no smarter than Pat Robertson, I can assure you. You know, and he has to know who Giuliani is, and for whatever reason, has not got the backbone to, and I understand the reason for that too, to stand up and say, I don't care what you say, I'm not supporting this guy, unless he's on my team and I'm a shill to begin with. Then I can go along with him, because America has been so dumbed down, and people take what the media says as gospel fact to the point where they'll believe anything. It's frustrating to me. I know I sound like I'm going off.
Well, it's frustrating to me, too, and I'll direct this to Mark Anderson. Mark, do you think that this whole thing with the Robertson endorsement of Giuliani is producing such a crisis of credibility, not only for the leaders of the Christian right, but that there's such a crisis of credibility in the Republican Party, the Christians and conservatives and constitutionalists that have a shred of ideological integrity are going to be forced to look elsewhere, and I mean forced to look elsewhere in this 2008 election. I mean, to me, it seems that Ron Paul would be the beneficiary of all this stuff.
Ron Paul certainly is the beneficiary. Ron himself has spoken of the inconsistencies and the apostasy, if you will, of the Republican Party for so long, having put aside the Constitution and instead going after expediency and empire building around the world. The Robertson thing, exactly how that's going to play out, I think it might be too soon to tell. I don't think the ink is even dry on this thing. It's a fairly recent disclosure that he was supporting Giuliani. I think it might be we might be seeing in a few weeks ahead exactly how that'll play out. But Ron Paul has already spoken to this. What happened to the Republican Party? Whatever happened to non-interventionism? Whatever happened to not building an empire? Whatever happened to limited government? Whatever happened to far less spending? Why do we need the income tax? Through these things, Ron is giving a voice to this this notion that the Republican Party long ago abandoned traditional constitutionalism, and that's important. That's a positive development. You know, Giuliani is the fact that he even wrote for Foreign Affairs, I think, speaks volumes as to what's going on here. You know, once you're on the inside of that Park Avenue State Department, as they call it, you know, people say about the Council on Foreign Relations that our foreign policy is actually set in New York, not in Washington. Therefore, they call the CFR headquarters the Park Avenue State Department. But the fact that he's written for them, I think, you know, shows that he's on the inside track. And, you know, Robertson, I think we can simply say, if nothing else, can take his Christianity off and on like a pair of pants.
Well, can I add one other thing? You know, you
sure.
said that Giuliani is not the only one that's written for Foreign Affairs.
Oh, certainly.
Hillary, McCain, Giuliani, Edwards,
Obama.
Right. And I don't know if either one of you were home yesterday morning, but I was really intrigued. Bernanke was in front of the Senate and the House, and there were two people that actually gave him something to think about. You should have seen Bernanke's face when Ron Paul sat down to give him some questions. He would make you proud, and anyone that was listening, if they even had the smallest modicum of understanding of economics, would have been shouting in their living room yesterday hearing Ron Paul dress down Ben Bernanke. And Ben Bernanke had nothing to say. You should have seen his face.
I wish I would have.
Well, I'll listen on the phone. I've taken enough time. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, John, God bless you.
You too.
Mark, that brings up a topic, this whole thing with Ben Bernanke in the Federal Reserve Board. What do you, Mark Anderson, make of the fact that, you know, people like me, I'm not an economist, but I've been reading more and more in the establishment press. I look at the London Financial Times every day. I look at the New York Times every day. I look at the Wall Street Journal every day, along with my alternative media sources. And what I'm seeing in these kinds of mainstream, controlled, Bilderberg-type publications, the amount of coverage that is being given to the collateralized debt obligation crisis and the subprime mortgage crisis and the fact that the Federal Reserve Board is clearly caught between a rock and a hard place in regard to this whole business of the dollar and whether or not it wants to ease the credit squeeze in the banks by dropping interest rates, which in turn would create problems for the bond market. As you watch all of this stuff unfold, and now we've got what gold is coming in at, what is it, $800 an ounce, and you've got oil that's approaching $100 a barrel. The dollar is at an all-time low vis-a-vis the euro. Do you think that as we watch all of this unfold, that people are beginning to have a sense that things are out of control and that both of the major parties have poured gasoline on this fire, and that as folks become more concerned for how bad this really is, that this, again, is going to benefit Ron Paul because he seems to be the only person out there running who is not perceived in any way, shape, or form to be a part of this problem.
Yeah, that's a big matter you just described there that could be broken down into a number of pieces. But yeah, with what the caller said about Ron dressing down Bernanke, making even more points for himself, it's amazing that Ron can be still serving as a congressman and doing as well as he is as a presidential candidate. The guy is tireless. It's amazing. And yeah, Ron is going to benefit because Ron puts it in simple terms that the American people can understand. Due to all the things that you, Mark Dankoff, just described here, the Federal Reserve Board really has to go. And, you know, that's what Ron is not afraid to say, that we don't need a central bank. We weren't ever supposed to have a central bank. It's not constitutional. It's not wise. It It gives a private cartel way too much control over a nation to control both the money supply and the interest rates. And all these other problems you described are sort of the outgrowth of that. And but, of course, even before Ron ran for president, he and some others were saying that, you know, hey, what is this Federal Reserve Board? Why, you know, why do we believe Alan Greenspan and now Ben Bernanke are you know, savants who can, or whatever you'd say, you know, clairvoyants that can solve all our problems, I don't know, reading tea leaves or whatever it is they think they do. But, you know, the very notion that people meeting in a marble palace can run an entire economy is absurd. And the Federal Open Market Committee, the committee of the Federal Reserve that meets in secret and has met in secret for years and years and years, not allowing reporters in is wrong. They, at the very least, they should allow press in those open market committee meetings. That is wrong.
Well, yes, and again, it's rather terrifying to see the extent to which the wheels are coming off of this thing finally, and everybody is running for cover. And again, as a non-economist, when I start seeing the CEOs of Citigroup and Merrill Lynch falling by the wayside, and you start looking at the massive amounts of money we're talking now, according to the London Financial Times as of yesterday, the write-downs on this subprime mortgage loss are probably going to be between $60 and $70 billion. What are we to make of the fact that Stan O'Neill, the recently departed CEO of Merrill Lynch, who clearly was departing, getting out of Dodge in the wake of what has happened with this mortgage crisis, what are we to make of the fact that at the same time this guy walked away from Merrill Lynch with $161 million in a severance package? What should the American people be perceiving about all of this? I mean, have we gone completely nuts?
Well, I don't pretend to know the details of what you just mentioned, but I will say that it shows the extreme paradox of somebody behaving badly and being monumentally rewarded for it. That's sort of a telltale sign of the times we live in, where companies are outsourcing American jobs and putting the middle class out of existence in the U.S., and these companies that are outsourcing the working class jobs have CEOs that are getting monumentally huge raises, some of the largest pay raises and perks that you've ever seen. And it's just a symptom of a nation that used to be a manufacturing powerhouse, you know, now rewarding these white-collar wonks that, you know, get huge pay for really bad management. It's a symptom of this race toward this global society that we're in, and it just, you know, it shows that it's not a wise direction to go.
Yes, and again, it gets us back, I think, Mark, fundamentally to this crisis with the two major parties in this country. I mean, I find it incredible that as you look at the establishments in both of the major parties, and that, of course, is epitomized, as we've already seen this morning, by Giuliani and Romney and McCain on the Republican side, and then we'd start talking about Clinton and Edwards and Obama on the Democratic side. And as I look at these various people and the system that they represent, and we're talking, as you've put it this morning, about the destruction of the manufacturing sector of our economy. We're running the largest trade and budget deficits in American history. We're in a no-win war of counterinsurgency in the Middle East. We have people like Giuliani talking about an expansion of this conflict into Iran. You know, we're talking clearly about a cultural declension in the United States that's absolutely terrifying. And I don't mean simply the abortion and gay rights maladies, but, you know, you start looking at the amount of crime in American society and the amount of dishonesty that goes on. And it seems that, you know, culturally as well as politically, economically, and militarily, we're kind of coming apart like a cheap suit. Are we at a point to where if somebody like Paul does not get elected, we could be looking at the long-term delegitimization of the entire system?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Do you think that as you look at all of these things going on politically, culturally, and economically, A, are we coming apart like a cheap suit? And B, if we are, and if we're not successful in getting somebody like Ron Paul elected, are we subsequently going to be seeing turns of events that are so bad that there's going to be a complete delegitimization of the system, where we could even see in the long run political violence in this country?
Well, I certainly hope not. Nobody wants that. I mean, it could happen, and we have to recognize the fact that merely getting Ron Paul elected by itself may not be a complete cure, of course. We have to be realistic. Ron Paul doesn't believe in a strong-handed presidency. He believes the president should be subservient to the Constitution, and that certainly would be good medicine for this body politic that is so sick. But, boy, that's a tough question, Mark. I mean, it's hard to say for sure, but I think Americans are going to learn some very bitter lessons one way or the other about this, the way we're being railroaded into a one-world society rather than remaining an independent nation with peace and freedom and prosperity, which is within our grasp. It really isn't so hard to get out of this matrix if we just get a bearing on where we're at and get realistic and realize how we're being misled. Then I think there's a way out.
We'll be back with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press, which you can order at 1-888-699-NEWS. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
we're back. This is Mark and Os America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. You can support those fine folks at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Buy a subscription, extend an existing one, buy AFP books, send those fine folks a gift to the extent that your resources make that possible. I'd also like you at this time to consider supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can do that by contacting us online at www.republicbroadcasting.org or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. This is also a time to ask you to consider supporting Ron Paul. His candidacy, folks, has just set a record in Internet receipts in the latest quarter. The establishment doesn't like it. The Trilateral Commission and the CFR doesn't like it. The Israeli lobby doesn't like it either. Let's show those folks that there is still a free America out there where people believe in freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and the Constitution of the United States. If you don't like direct federal income taxation, if you don't like the Federal Reserve Board, if you're sick of endless military adventurism abroad, and if you want America's government pulled out of the New World Order and brought back to its constitutional parameters, then Ron Paul is the candidate for you. You can find him at ronpaul2008.com, I believe. I believe it's .com. I can never remember whether it's .com or .org, but just look for ronpaul2008, and you will find him. One other thing I wanted to mention again this morning as we are plugging things before the main commercial break at the top of the hour, please consider supporting these fine folks that are involved with what is called the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment. James Tucker, the American Free Press, among others, is involved in this. Their big ad in the American Free Press's current edition says, "Every year, liberals, Zionists, and other globalists and internationalists write off donations to their favorite causes on their income tax returns. Now it's your turn to do the same thing." The Foundation to Defend the First Amendment, of course, has been described as the Patriots' counterpoint to the American Civil Liberties Union and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Among other things, they have supported those who are most directly involved in the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California recently. Their ad in the American Free Press chronicles quite a number of people that they have helped over the years who have been in the forefront of defending the Constitution of this country, a great personal sacrifice. You can contact the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment at 202-547-5585. That's 202-547-5585. And in my show description today, I will try to get some information up there in regard to this organization and why it is worthwhile for you to support. By the way, that RonPaul2008 is.com. That's RonPaul2008.com. If you want to support the congressman in his latest efforts to battle for the Republican nomination for the presidency of the United States. But again, in regard to the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment, their telephone number is 202-547-5585. We'll be back with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press when Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. With recent